Relief and joy in Port of Spain as the release of the hostages get underway. Friends and relatives breathe again.
My prayers have been answered. I've been praying for the past 4 days, and finally today they have been answered. Everybody's here crying with happiness. We are very happy.
I'm Pat Whitehorn, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The Muslim gunmen who'd been holding 40 hostages in Trinidad's capital, Port of Spain, have surrendered. Some of the hostages held in the Parliament building and in the state television station have already been released. The end of the five-day ordeal came when the leader of the radical Muslim group, Abu Bakr, emerged from the television centre holding a gun at his head. For more details, I'm joined by Ira Mature in Port of Spain. Ira, first report said that not all the hostages had been released. What's the latest you have on that?
Well, Pat, I've just heard, and even as we speak, journalists outside the Red House are waiting for the various members of Parliament, that is the 15 hostages in the Red House, waiting for them to be released. And first to emerge, I think, are the women, who are Gloria Henry and Jennifer Johnson. It seems as if all the hostages will be released today.
Is there a final figure for the number of casualties?
Yes. In the Port of Spain General Hospital today, I was told that about 693 people entered the hospital. Out of these, 354 were admitted, and most of them were with bullet injuries. Some of these people who were admitted with serious wounds were looters, who injured themselves while looting and burning down places so that they got cut with glass.
What's likely to happen to the rebel group? They were asking for a total amnesty. Is that possible?
Well, it isn't yet clear, Pat, what is going to happen to them. By all accounts, it looks as if they have surrendered. Imam Abu Bakr emerged earlier on and he kissed the ground and he was taken off in an army vehicle, but it isn't clear what's happened, and it seems as if they have surrendered.
And what's the mood now like in Port of Spain?
Well, I think it's quite jubilant, but it's a sort of hesitant jubilancy because the area around the Red House is still under curfew, and it will be for another 24 hours, just for security reasons. But we're not hearing any gunshots.
Ira,
and the city is still quite deserted.
Ira, thank you for joining us. Ira Mature in Port of Spain. BBC reporter Kate Ady is in Port of Spain and saw the rebels giving themselves up at the television station.
One by one, the Muslims came out of the TV station, quite slowly, quite calmly, heeding the orders of the soldiers. In a tropical downpour, they splashed towards the troops. They were carefully searched. The soldiers stood for no nonsense. As the Muslims, many of them very young men, were spread-eagled against the wall of a local beauty salon next to the TV station. Abu Bakr was standing impassively by the roadside. He'd come out first, gun held high above his head. He said nothing to his men as the pile of weapons grew in front of him. Herded onto a bus, the number grew past 50. The troops said they'd no precise idea how many were inside. One injured man was put in an ambulance. Some of the others appeared to have cuts and minor injuries. Their mood was a mixture of sullenness and then some defiance. When we started to ask what they thought would happen to them, they shouted with confidence that there had been an amnesty. They wouldn't face prosecution. Nothing would happen to them. And they repeated many of the things which Abu Bakr has been saying over the last few days, criticism of the government, allegations of corruption. Only on the question of the use of violence and non-democratic means of protest were they silent. They were driven away, and the same method of exit from the Parliament House was arranged. An end to the crisis without violence. Kate Ady, BBC News, Trinidad.